easy to navigate, and lots to enjoy. Archived issues also on the site and available on the web. That's mtlcommunitycontact.com. Stay in contact.
If you have flu-like or COVID-19-like symptoms, such as fever, cough, loss of taste or smell, or if you have been in contact with someone infected with the virus, it's essential to get tested and to follow isolation instructions, even if you're vaccinated. Screening remains one of the best ways to limit outbreaks. To find out more, visit quebec.ca/test-COVID-19. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Sarah's excited to celebrate her birthday at a restaurant. She's thought about it all week. She invited her friends. She got a new dress. She went to the restaurant. She wasn't allowed in the restaurant. She had to put away her new dress. She couldn't see her friends. And she thought about it all week.
Don't wait until it hits you. Get vaccinated. A vaccination passport is now required to enter certain public spaces. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Okay, so right about now, we are going to do a quick chat with a wonderful young lady who is running under the Balarama platform. Her name is Stephanie, and we are going to talk to her shortly. Hi, is this Stephanie? Hello? Stephanie, are you there? I'm hoping she's there. Stephanie, are you there? I can. It's very, very faint. Our technical challenges right now, but I do want to welcome you to Boom Boom Time.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
How familiar are you with CKUT Radio?
Very familiar in the sense that it's a staple within the city. This is an honor to be here.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. I now am honored. Staple. Ooh, I feel old. So, tell me about the party and some of the party history.
Yes, so if we give a little background to the party, Balarama, who is running for mayor, Balarama Holmes, started the party earlier this year when he saw that there was a gap in what Montreal needed. He wanted to provide services for Montreal, put people before politics, and didn't think that the incumbent, Valerie Plante, or Denis Coderre were going to do the job. So he decided to create his own party. It's a fairly new party, but we do run on the slogan that we put people before politics. And a lot of our policies and our platform, it was created by groupthink. We went to residents of Montreal in different areas of Montreal and asked them what they would like to see in their municipal government. And a lot of what we stand behind comes from the people. So that's how the party itself started. It was an idea that started in May of 2021. It's gained a lot of traction. And with that traction, we've been able to have more people join the party, and we've been able to gather a lot of support, which has been great.
Okay, so is it a black party?
A black party in what sense?
Well, everybody running is black. I'm just asking the questions that are on people's mind because, for sure, Balarama... beyond his CFL greatness, was known for depositing the unheard of number of signatories to the petition on racism. And then on a large public scale, we now hear that he is running. So I know there are a lot of people going, oh, the Black Party.
Yes. Yes, of course. You know, he was even coined as the Obama of Canada.
I saw that. I cringed.
Yes. I will say it is nothing that we shy away from. We are a party that we have complete gender parity between men and women. We have a multitude of candidates from different backgrounds, including, you know, Black people, white people, Asian, the list goes on. So I wouldn't peg our party as a Black party. We do have Balarama, who is biracial. He's proud of where he comes from. Everyone is proud of their heritage within the party, and it's nothing we shy away from. And what makes our party so special is that we are truly representative of Montreal. When you look at the faces of the candidates within our party, they are completely representative of the multicultural state that Montreal is in. It is not just white. It is not just male. It encompasses every little bit of Montreal.
Now, let me ask you this. Tell me a bit about some of the platforms from the larger party and then dovetail it with your vision for the area that you're running in. I believe you're running in the Little Burgundy area. Is it indeed at the municipal level called Little Burgundy, or it has another name?
Yes. So at the municipal level, I'm running as a city councilor in the Southwest, the Sud-West, mm-hmm. Which is divided into two different districts. So you have St. Henry East, Little Burgundy, Point St. Charles and Griffintown, which is where I'm running. And then my co-listers are running in Villemard and Côte St. Paul and St. Henry West.
Okay.
So where I'm touching also includes Little Burgundy. We have Keaton Clark, who is running as borough mayor, mm-hmm. And then Nasija, who's running as a borough councillor, and I'm running as city councillor.
Very good.
Within Little Burgundy, yeah.
What made you decide to run? I know we have to tack back once again and let you answer the platform question, so my apologies for being a little hasty, but, what made you run, and I guess dovetail it with the party and your alignment with the larger vision, and then your vision for your area?
Yes, so I'll add that all in together, and I'll start with why I decided to run. I do have a background, I have my bachelor's in political science. I've always wanted to become a public servant. I just never saw myself represented within local politics. I didn't think that my voice was ever going to be heard and I could have made a difference. And a really good friend of mine introduced me to Balarama, and I saw that a lot of our values were aligned with each other. And I thought, who better to be behind to make a change in Montreal? And to tie that into our policies, a lot of our policies are here to help Montrealers. So we have where I think that we are very different from the other two parties that are running is that we would like to reallocate funds away from the SPVM, from the police, and pump them into our community. So we want to add that to health and social services, leisure, recreation, and sports and infrastructure. Most importantly, on top of that, we want equitable, affordable, and social housing. So I feel like that part of our platform really sets us apart from the rest. Another thing that we are standing really closely behind is that we think that that Montreal should become a bilingual city. Not only are we very proud of Montreal's heritage of French, but we have to also include the English speakers within the city. They should have equal access to all of their documents in their preferred language. So those are two policies that I'd like to pull out where we feel that, you know, sets us apart the most.
Okay, and I have a question for Balarama, and so hopefully off air we'll try to get his communication director. So I'll save that for him. But
okay. Your
vision for Little Burgundy, because Little Burgundy has the demographics changed as much as I feel they have, and I'm going by really surfaced knowledge now. When I drove through Burgundy 1989, 88 when I was carrying my first child, I could name everybody on the basketball field. And then slightly after, then it was our children on the field. Now when I pass, I don't see anybody that looks like me playing basketball. And that really is stereotypical. Yes, I know, but I'm opening up the doors for the demographics of the area.
Yes, I think that I was born and raised in Little Burgundy, and very similar to what you said, growing up, I could walk down the street and see a lot of people that looked like me. I'm a dark-skinned black woman, if people didn't know already, but I saw a bunch of people that looked like me. Our community was very strong and rich, and I think that that's still the case within Little Burgundy. I think that we need to open up our spaces to do a call back to our community. I think a lot of our community was pushed out, unfortunately, but that population is still there. We're still around. We still want our services. For example, at Oscar Peterson Park, this is something Keaton and I have spoken about. We want to have access to the park. There's fences that are locking kids out, unable to play sports within the park. You know, we want to be able to bring community back. We want to be able to bring businesses to the area where they can pump their resources into the area. One thing that is really important to us is access. We don't think that there's enough access if you don't have a car within Little Burgundy to go to your local grocery store and bring your groceries back home. And we, like I mentioned before, really rich community. We've spoken to the great people at Union United Church, where you know, we want to preserve that as a historical site. We want to make sure that the culture and the history remains intact. And that is one of the things that are at the forefront of our hope for Little Burgundy.
Well, it's relationship, because as you mentioned, Union United Church, one of the things was that Infernet, the Argonet bus right in front of the church, the bus stop. So as opposed to stopping right in front of the metro station, they put its first stop there. And so, for instance, funerals, the hearse can't even park and carry the body into the church.
Which is egregious. I think that not only is the church a staple, but what it has done for the community can never be... You can never count what that has done for the community. It's beyond measure, right? And I think we can start with the bare minimum of being able to have, you know, space for not only, you know, funeral services but for people that are actually going to services.
Elderly and a lot of young families are starting
up. Exactly. So I think that that's something, this is something that we've spoken about internally, something that we want to rectify, and we want to make simple for people that make the community what it is, you know?
Now, I have two more questions for you. The first is bilingualism, and I am all for making Montreal bilingual, because to me, I think that's the first step. I am not one who is into separating Montreal from Quebec. I haven't studied it enough to make a final pronouncement, but my feeling is, let's leave well enough alone. That said, if we do become a bilingual city, doesn't that put you in the crosshairs with the CAQ, the provincial government?
Yes. I think that we, as a party, have put forward that we want to have more control within the city. I wouldn't say that it puts us in the crosshairs. When we talk about wanting bilingual status, I think we have to break down exactly what that means. So For example, if you're requesting a public document or a government document, you should be able to get it in your preferred language. We're not taking away from the French language. We as a party do want to preserve the French language. It is part of the history of Montreal. We don't want to take anything away from that. Included in our platform is that we want to be able to provide people with subsidized French classes. So we're, as much as we're promoting English, we are also promoting French. We just want residents to feel comfortable within their city and be able to have access in the language that they prefer. So I think that if you're just looking at the idea itself, we're not taking away from either side. We're just being reflective of what Montreal has become.
And I dare say we used to be a much stronger international city. And by international city, it does not only mean Jazz Fest and mm-hmm. Grand Prix. For businesses to be here, and we have lost a lot of that cosmopolitan international luster, that such an international language of business, it's still being used, but yes. It's almost like the tonal quality of what's coming out of the province is that you have to do it in shame and in silence. So it would be to just embrace who we are. And I'm all for it. My final question would be back to relationships. With relationships, do you campaign the old-fashioned way? And what are some of the newer ways that you're campaigning, given that we're in a digital time?
Yes.
Tell me about some of the things you're doing.
So in terms of the digital times, we have, on top of being a digital society or turning into a digital society, we also have, been going through a global pandemic, which has been unfortunate. But what has been great about that aspect is that we're able to connect with more people online. So we do have town halls on Zoom where we ask, all Montrealers should join in, tell us what they want to see happen within their own city. We're very active on the social media aspect, getting to reach people. But we are also doing things, the quote-unquote old-fashioned way. We are, going door-to-door. We do have what we call mobilizations, where we let people know we'll be within a certain area. Every district does it, if it's on the weekend or during the week, where we ask residents to come and meet us. Balarama is doing the rounds as well within each district. So come meet us, come talk to us, tell us what you want to see. We love to hear from everyone, and we will be going door-to-door talking to residents. So we do both ends.
Can you take this address, please? Because it's the deaths that I've been going through over the past month. And, we still have some time before November 7th. But are you going to be having these town halls, or they've already started? And if the latter, could CKUT be sent some of the calls for the virtual town halls? Because I've not received any, and I don't have illusions of grandeur, but I'm on social media quite a fair bit. The only thing that I saw was the wonderful talk with the Quebecois comedian Marco, I think his name, and Balarama. That was the only thing I saw. So, can I, if you have a pen handy, news@ckut.ca? And you have my email, if you can ensure that the party communications manager ensures, and then offline, I will give you some of the other cultural community and other programs at CKUT that perhaps would like to receive news, because, people are calling you the Black Party, and we are kind of not the Black Station, but we also are the Black Station. So you would think that some of us would get this kind of news and information, right? And in particular, one of the founders of this show grew her broadcast career out of Tyndale St. George's and Youth in Motion. So a lot of Little Burgundy initiatives have always lived happily alongside issues from the plateau at CKUT. So I'd appreciate that.
Of course. And I will say that we can definitely keep you more in the loop about what's going on. We do have Balarama and the other candidates. We do promote our town halls on Tuesdays. We also promote our mobilizations within either the Movement Montreal Instagram or Facebook account. All of our updates are there. We recently had a town hall at Union United Church. And I've been in, I personally have gone to Tyndale and spoken to the great people there. As a child, I attended Tyndale as well. Youth in Motion, I know DESTA very well. So we are within the community. We want to be able to get you the information readily available whenever you need and make sure that you guys are involved and you guys tell us exactly what you want to see and what you want to, where you want to see Montreal head towards.
Alrighty. So it's November 8th. You have won in Little Burgundy. First order of business.
Yes. And I will say to everyone out there that's listening, November 7th, please, please vote. I think that your vote is where you see the most immediate change. It's time for us to take back the vote and take back our communities. So exercise your right. It is your civic duty to do so. Please, please, please get out there and vote on November 7th.
Okay. So, what are you doing November 8th when you win?
I will sit down, I will thank the good Lord, and get to work. That is what I will be doing November 8th.
You're going to breathe, thank the Lord,
yes.
Then get to
yes.
work. Stephanie,
yes.
Thank you very much for talking with us today. I hope we can talk November 6th.
Yeah.
So that we can, you know, get out the vote. What has been voter percentage in your area historically?
So historically, I don't have the exact percentage. It is very low. I know in our last municipal election, around 42% of people eligible to vote did vote. So there is a very huge gap of people that are not exercising their right to vote, and we're trying to get everyone out there to vote.
All right. Let's see if we can get it up to 63%. Thank you
Love
very
to see
much.
It.
And we have to thank Keaton Clark because he attended yesterday's funeral for Noel Alexander Jagru.
Yes.
And he said, can you? And, you know, I had it on the radar, but as I said, it has been funeral after funeral after funeral.
Yes, it's really sad.
It's
an
time.
Unfortunate.
It's a time.
It's a sad season. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's the aging population and the pandemic and life, because death goes hand in hand with life. And that is an up note. Stephanie, my love, thank you very, very much
thank
for talking
so
to
much.
Boom Boom Time today. And for those of you, we are on the live. You can find her Facebook page where? Give us your social media spots, please.
Yes. So my Instagram is steph.henry.king. You can find me there. Also, if you search on Facebook, Stephanie Henry King, you'll be able to find my personal page as well as my campaigning page. Feel free to send me a message through those two platforms. I'll also give my email. Everything is all the same. Stephanie.henry.king@gmail.com. Feel free to send me an email. I'm open to the conversation. Thank you so much for having me. This has been amazing. I really appreciate what you're doing for the community.
Alrighty. So her name is Stephanie Henry King. And let's see. Let's help her get there. And when we put you there, we are going to not see you again for 4 years. That ain't happening. We'll come for you.
Oh, no. Hold me accountable.
Oh, yes, we will. We will.
I am asking for it. That's how you get things done.
All right. Have a pleasant Sunday evening. And once on CKUT.ca this evening at 7, you will be able to download the show. Have your communication people chop just the interview, and you could send it out on WhatsApp and post it on Instagram and all the various things. All right?
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Okay. DJ Storm. Do you hear that? Election time is when? What date?
November 7th.
And who is going to vote in their first election?
Me.
Come talk louder, man. Talk louder.
Me.
This is going to be your first election.
Yeah.
So we have to get you to see some politicians and get your questions ready, right? Yeah, she's looking at me, look quite blasé, going, okay, whatever. But that's the apathy. Part of it is apathy, but part of it is it's such an intangible, abstract notion for a special needs child, right? So, but you're going to be an adult in 14 days and you get to vote.
Wow.
Okay.
Got
it.
Amazing.
All righty. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Take care.
Okay. We go back to Music Montreal. We want you to keep listening.
I'm clearly be careless, looking for the right thing. Oh, baby, don't look any further.
Yes, yes.
What
yes,
you
yes,
getting yes. bad on the thing, DJ Storm?
Oh, you know DJ Storm doing her thing.
DJ Storm?
Yeah.
Where you know about their music? Come speak right in the mic. I think you take a little absence, but now like you come back shy. Who are you?
Storm.
Storm?
Storm.
What's Storm?
Storm.
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 And his weepy, weepy voice. I mean, come on now. What's going on?
Nothing.
Nothing. You're just in the music.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right.
Well, all listen, right. We have some birthday. We have some birthday greetings. I know exactly. We have two. I should say, general. When I mean general, big general, and that's Love Man Kent, of course. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he celebrated her birthday. And of course, you have your guru friend, Martin Albino.
Whee! So and that video with him was fabulous.
Yes, so yeah. And those two men. But it also have a young lady. I don't call she young, you know. Because she have a grandson named Donnell Jones. You know your grandmother, right? Jean Thomas. That's the young girl I talking about, you know.
Jean have her next birthday again?
Jean Thomas. No, she grandson.
Or her grandson birthday. Come on to know.
Yep. Listen now.
I want to know if she get greedy on the birthday thing, like the birthday last time was so good, she decided to have one 3 weeks later.
No. She have a big special, so she's sending out for she grandson, Donnell. So,
we have a lot.
So who else we have?
Tomorrow, Grace Basso.
Oh,
so Basso is Grace tomorrow.
Whoa, uh-huh. That's a
birthday.
Oh, yeah.
International birthday for the Dr. Oliver Samuels.
Okay, yes, he's a big doctor. Yeah. Yes, you get Dr.
Our precious Maggie Hines was this week. Our Corinne Bélanger from Roots.
Ooh, Roots.
Cheryl Wynn. Miss Cherry. Right? Daphne LaPenna. And let's see, Joan Reed. Aisha Robinson, the show producer and model. Agatha DeSantis, a CKUT person. Nisi Camille Johnson.
Yes, Camille.
Producer Selwyn Jacob. Our own Uchenna Ede, formerly of CKUT, Nation of Islam. Devonicus Holmes, right? David Holmes. Vanessa Ojo. Inuit artist Echo Henosh. And Jocelyn Corbett, Fitzcole, who was a regular pillar at CKUT, and Pamela Allen. I also have to send out special greetings to, I missed last week, the Antiguan Independence. So I want to be mindful of that. And my apologies. They had no good like first time, you know. But there we have it. Those are the happy birthday. Now we have to talk to the memory of the show. Storm.
Yeah.
We miss anybody birthday?
Well, I know I have a big birthday coming up.
Huh? But, I don't know whose
this,
it is.
This man. Well, I talk about this man. But next week, I'm going to play some music. If he was alive, I must say, that's Mighty Shadow, as we're doing Calypso, what do you call it? Calypso History Month? I still had a guy used to that, you know?
You know?
Calypso History Month. Calypsonian well, History Month or Calypso History Month?
Isn't it the
anyway,
same thing.
But
yeah, I know that Sharon's mother out in the West Island is a big, big listener. I soon come back and come spend a night. I mean, you will sleep on the couch. Right? So I come in, loving you, Antiguan posse. Right? So who's singing the happy birthday? Here you go, Storm.
All three of us?
Okay.
I got to sing only last part.
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear everyone. Happy birthday to you.
Yay!
Yeah.
All right, let me play reggae.
It's reggae time now? What's the time now?
It's about 25.
Yeah, that time just going by. Whoa.
A little John Holt.
Even when there's no one sitting there. But oh, a home is not a house. And a house is not a home. When there's no one there to hold you tight. And no one there you can't kiss. Good night. A room is still a room, even when there's nothing there but gloom. But oh, a room is not a house, and a house is not a home, when the two of us are far apart, and one of us has a broken heart. Now and then I call your name, and suddenly your face appears, but it's just a crazy game. When it ends in tears. Darling, have a heart. Don't let one mistake keep us apart. I'm not
turn this house into a home when I climb the stairs and turn the key. Oh, please be there, still in love with me. I'm not meant to live alone. Turn this house into a home when I climb the stairs and turn the key. Oh, please be there, still in love.
Technical difficulties, Storm? You're going to fix that?
Oh.
How come you're having technical difficulties?
You have never seen anything like this for enlarged...
Is it playing now?
Look.
It's playing? So, is it this side? Oh, the reggae version of Grandma's song.
For the rest of my life, would you be?
close and love me. Press your lips to mine. Lying here beside you, I hear the echoes of your sighs. Promise me you'll stay with me and keep me warm tonight. So hold me close and love me. Give my heart a
say, Mr. C, I heard you whisper to me, any night, turn out the light, you can crawl and do things on my own time, hey, 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 now. Don't know much about history, don't know much about biology, don't know much about science books, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Oh, hi, hi, hey, na 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 na. You're back in the morning. I stared out the window and I struggled for something to say. You left in the rain without closing the door. I didn't stand in your way. Love you before and now. Where would I find comfort? God knows. Cause you left me just when I needed you most. Oh baby, love songs, love songs are back again. Love songs.
Dennis Brown, I hope you
wants
him.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we had to do a Dennis for you. Hey, Montreal, we're almost coming to closing. So we're going to be right back. Don't touch that dial.
When your love is beautiful, nothing that can go wrong. When two hearts beat together, it's like an everlasting song. It's like an everlasting song. The moon shines bright over yonder, yeah, and it makes me feel so fine. I'm so thankful, so thankful, baby, that Jah has made you mine. I'm so thankful that Jah has made you mine. 'Cause love has found its way in our hearts today. Love has found its way in our hearts. In our hearts today, well, oh baby, please let me stay with you. This love is so your loving kindness and all your tenderness. I said all your tenderness. Yeah. Oh, lady, you made me so very happy. Even a blind man could see that love can be so beautiful. Love that's made.
All right, DJ Storm. You did it. You did it. Yes, yes. Welcome back. Welcome back. All right. I hear you. So, hey, we're going to close it. But not yet.
From just some of them ask me where me get it from. I told them no, no, it's from creation. I told them no, no, it's all from creation. Bam, bam, hey, yo. What a bam, 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 dilang, bam, 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 dilang, bam, bam, hey, what a bam, bam, ta, what a bam, bam. This woman never trouble.
Bam, bam, the show done. Could you imagine a thing like that?
So we have a big, big Thanksgiving show next week. And next week we'll talk about October 16th. October 16th.
Yeah,
Whoa.
October 16th is a big date. It's a big date.
Okay.
Yes.
You did good. Nice to have you back, DJ Storm.
Yeah, DJ Storm. You're, well,
nice.
You know,
how did
people.
It feel to be back on the turntables?
Good.
Yeah?
Just good?
Good. All right. You want to continue on the live? Okay, so live, those of you head over to my Facebook page, and she'll continue playing a little more reggae. Until
she say, I fed up and done.
And done, you
and
know,
she just
DJ
say, you know, DJ Storm will just do herself. So as we say, make sure your action
are not the action to cause another person pain. Now, yesterday we had this on a social, so we're going to close off with this song, okay? Sister Nancy.
Suckling sing. Yard up for him, kick up. Rock wine.
Sing.
Ting-a-ling-a-ling.
Sing.
Band silent swing.
Sing.
DJ Ace stuck up in the beer bomb redeem.
Sing.
Ting-a-ling-a-ling.
Sing.
Gold bell a ring.
Sing.
Knife and fork a fine for dumpling. Booyaka. Time for Shabba ranking. Shabba rocks disappear with every another man chin. So, them are the done to the biz. We have the key. Put the down to the key and turn him in a donkey. Yes. Them are the done to the biz. We have the key. Put the down to the key and turn him in a donkey. Who they think they are? Yes, they can't allow me. I am the general in the DJ army. With that all I am cross on the tea. I sit on the gun, them tickle fancy. And anywhere we go, y'all gone crazy. Listen, ting-a-ling-a-ling, school bell a ring, knife and fork a fight for dumpling. Come for some of ranking disappear with you of another man chin. So, them are the done to the biz, we have the key.
If you have flu-like symptoms, such as fever, cough, loss of taste or smell, or if you have been in contact with someone infected with the virus, it's essential to get tested and to follow isolation instructions, even if you're vaccinated. Screening remains one of the best ways to limit outbreaks. To find out more, visit quebec.ca/test-covid-19. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Make it done.